This week, we're looking for light in the darkness. Yesterday, we heard the Apostle John call Jesus the Word of God. He goes on to say, "In the beginning was the Word. Through him, all things were made." So John takes us all the way back to creation. Actually, he takes us to before creation. Go 10 billion light years from here to a place so far away that the Hubble will never see it because it's just too far. You're going to see all these stars and planets and solar systems that no one will ever see. Jesus made all that. That's how powerful he is. This is mind-blowing. The Word became flesh, soft as a baby. The Almighty became weak. The Omnipresent became tiny. The Immortal became killable. Not only is that beyond my comprehension, but it also doesn't seem like a very good battle plan, does it? I mean, you look at all of the evil that is in this world. I think of the Las Vegas massacre that robbed 59 people of their lives and injured hundreds more. There are Ebola epidemics, mall shootings, the threat of ISIS, so much darkness. Wouldn't it be better if Jesus came in with guns blazing? Well, John explains. He says here, the light shines in the darkness. You see, the real problem with our world is not the guns and the bombs and the terrorists. The real problem is the darkness. Taking out evil doesn't really accomplish anything. Evil will just come back in another form. You take out the Taliban, and what happens? ISIS comes back in its place. You outlaw prostitution, and the evil comes back in the form of pornography on the internet. Eliminating evil is not the answer. Eliminating darkness is the answer. Ripping the darkness out of people's hearts that make them do the evil things. It's where Jesus says evil comes from inside of the heart. And in case you missed it, he's talking about your heart and mine. If Jesus came back with guns blazing, there'd be nothing. And no one left. And so Jesus came, not to be crowned, but to be crushed. He came not to be served, but to serve. He came not to put evildoers in the grave, but to put evil itself in the grave, which is exactly what he did by suffering and bleeding and dying on a cross outside of Jerusalem. Jesus did not come in might to be served, but he came in weakness to serve you by taking care of your greatest problem, the darkness inside of you. You see, that's what happens when light hits darkness. The darkness can't exist. When the light of Jesus shined in your heart, when he worked faith in your heart, your sin had no choice but to be forgiven. Forgiven, forgotten, forever. That's what happens when light hits darkness. The darkness is destroyed.